I Am Atlantis by Lady Holder. Water. My dreams are filled with the feel of water. Blue, green, and the deepest, darkest black. It surrounds me and smothers me. It presses against me, harder and harder to keep away, keep out. I do not want to drown under the weight of it around me. It creeps into me, bit by bit, and I try so hard to keep my towers dry behind my shields. Shields. My shields flicker and contract towards my center. I can feel the far ends of my superstructure flood, and I try not to shift. The water and the pressure will damage me soon, but all I can do is to try and protect what is still dry. Even if I can feel the invading element trickle in, drop by drop. Airtight I might be, but I can't stay safe forever from this pressure. If I must, I will sacrifice myself, bit by bit, moving my shields ever inward, to keep as much safe as I can. Light. I can barely feel the light of this system star warming the waters above me. The energy contained within the light is just out of reach, teasing the photoviolectic cells I have built into my towers. It wouldn't be enough, that energy, that life, but I wanted it, and it was just out of reach. Air. When I had been sunk, my shields and towers had been full of air that was alive with plants, animals, and people. Now, after thousands of years behind my shield, the air I've been guarding is stale, and death floated on it in the rare areas where I am able to move it. I do my best, trying to keep a spark of life in it, because I know that I have to. My builders will be back. They promised. Power. When I first sank, power sang through my towers. My shield was strong and layered, resilient with the knowledge that I had power to spare. Then my builders left. My power was throttled and contained, and restricted to one solitary potentia at a time, and I shriveled. The human sleeping within woke only twice to change out the remaining potentia, one by one, so I could only subsist. The water I was in did not feed me. The light that reached me was too weak to sustain me. I starved. All of this, these conditions, these restrictions, bade me to sleep. My sleep was uneasy, interrupted by the great enemy coming to the edges of my range and then moving away. I waited, waited for my builders to come back. I waited in vain. But their children did. And I rose to sit upon the water once more, to allow the light of this system star to bathe my towers in freely offered power, and I drank from it. The air behind my shields was released back into the world, and new, living air flowed in, full of all that had been missing for thousands of years. My shields were down, and I gloried in the new life I guarded. I am Atlantis. I am alive. I have survived. Fear me.